This is more of Eton School Hall.
Yeah. Look at that for a ceiling. And then they're over there. And this is the whatever it's called, the organ thingy. And there I can see Mr. Paddy Gnome, the mouth speak, and they're gathering. So plenty of seating. You see how it's a kind of a concert hall. Very fine. And what are all these shield things here? Maybe it's for the acoustics of it. So that is school hall. Because they probably don't want me here, but you know, what are they going to do? Tell me to leave? Okay. I don't think I'll be expelled. So, sitting in rows like that, that's school hall, like I was saying, a memorial to the boys killed in the Second South African War, 1899-1902, and that says Amor Patria, Wink et Omni above it, the love of country conquers all. School hall assembly a few times a week, if you're in C block and B block, as in you only had to go to chapel, was it once a week plus Sunday. So that's it. And I don't know what was here before they built it in the early 20th century. So when Margaret Thatcher came, she addressed us from here, and I was in the audience saying, if you value peace more than prestige, she'd not made it peace with, you know, whatever, the IRA and people who took hostage in the Middle East. She's saying, peace at what price? And she made me repeat my question. I had to walk forward in front of everybody, hundreds of people, quite embarrassing. That was the Iron Lady. Okay, so that is School Hall, inside School Hall of Eton, something you wouldn't otherwise to get to see the inside of. But anyway, better hurry back. Hurry home to do stuff. Yeah, part of Eton that you never otherwise get to see. Except to the balcony, that's ways out to the main bit of it. To the main auditorium, that door there. Going through here, that's round the back of the stage. No entry, inspectors only. Well, I'm an inspector. Yeah, and I know the choirs before going on and concerts would be here. And that's the garden of some house. You know, all the houses have their gardens. But I mean, it's for the... No, this doesn't open for the housemaster, private garden, private side. I suppose boys' side. Two separate doors into a boarding house. 26 boarding houses when I was here. But I have a feeling another one's been founded. Have you seen what I'm talking about, these gardens? Anyway, I need to hurry to the railway station. I thought the memorial service was 2 o'clock, it's 2:30. Oh, look, that's it. Okay, so 1936, this separate building. This, I think, is a memorial for the First World War, the main auditorium for the South African War. But I don't really have time to chat with people, yeah. This image was gratefully given by... The praepostors, or whatever it is, the overseers of the Eton societies in Pop. Praepostors, they had to summon you to the bill, open the door, not knock or ask permission, saying, is Callahan in this division? He's to see the lower master on the bill, or whatever, the headmaster on the bill, at 11:45, something like that. Okay, so 18th century, wearing wigs, even if you weren't bald. And look at this coat of arms, the royal coat of arms, and so on. Headmaster, you notice headmaster is two separate words. Likewise, housemaster is. Eton is the only place in the world that's two separate words. And look at, okay, so various battles that people for roll of honour. Oh, is it to do with a particular house? ECAL, the housemaster's initials. Guys who got killed in various wars. So the most famous portrait of Gladstone, W.E. Gladstone, William Ewart Gladstone, who was born in 1805. No, 1809, that's it. Okay, that's into the main auditorium. And this is out into the street. But that's probably enough of this. Okay, that's enough. I have to switch it off now.